From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is photographer Barbara Ramos. Hey, Barbara.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so excited that you're here. Barbara's book is called Fearless Eye. Her photo collection captures San Francisco life and other parts of California in the late 60s and early 70s. And right now, we're going to hear Barbara's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is the film A Complete Unknown. The story follows the early years of the legendary folk singer and songwriter Bob Dylan, and it takes place during the 1960s as the singer rises to stardom. The film received 3 Golden Globe nominations, including Best Actor in a Drama, for Timothy Chalamet's portrayal as Bob Dylan. Barbara, I understand Bob Dylan is one of your favorite musicians. You have some good taste. Tell us about the movie. I've heard good things about the movie from Bob Dylan fans.
Yeah, I just loved it. First of all, of course, I love the music. It was my time period. Actually, I saw it 3 times, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't do that normally, but I really liked it. I love the idea that he had to break away from the folk music scene and develop on his own. And that's something that most artists have to do. And it's a very hard thing to do, especially when you're financially connected to it. I love that.
And I imagine, too, that must have made him an even better songwriter, too, as well.
Yes, exactly. From an artist standpoint, it's very hard to do that. And that took a lot of bravery on his part. And of course, there were a lot of hurt feelings along the way because of it.
Yeah. And he was young, too. I think the film starts, he's 19 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's the film A Complete Unknown, and it's out in theaters now. Your next pick is the exhibit Ethereal Materium. This collection of work by artist Ethel Revita is on display at the studio called Creativity Explored. Now, the studio allows artists with developmental disabilities to celebrate and share their work. Ethel has been a member of Creativity Explored since 1994, and this is her first solo exhibition. Yay, congratulations, Ethel. Her art incorporates shapes, patterns, and colors. Now, Barbara, you are familiar with Creativity Explored Studio, so tell us more about this place.
The first time I discovered it, I was walking down Valencia Avenue and I saw these brightly colored paintings. Some were abstract, some were realistic. I just was overwhelmed. I walked inside and I realized that it was a place for neurodiverse artists. And I realized that these people had mentors that helped them out. And a lot of the work is in museums and collections. And you can actually go in there and buy the work also, which is something that I often do.
Yeah, my cousin, she's in programs like that at a place in Richmond. And yeah, definitely you can buy their work. And those artists are so, so talented. That's the Creativity Explored Studio in San Francisco. And their exhibit, Ethereal Material, is on display until March 29th. And your final pick is Cayuga Park in San Francisco. The park is best known for its landscape and art, and that's thanks to Demetrio Braceros. He started working there as a gardener and then was assigned to change up the environment, and he made over 370 statues out of wood and placed them around the park. I just think that's just a neat story. Barbara, tell us why you like coming here.
I mean, that's just the best kept secret in San Francisco. It is such a wonderful space. It's a lush environment. He did an incredible job landscaping. And you often wonder, well, did he just do these sculptures on his own or was he asked to do them? It's a wonderful experience. Some of the sculptures are of famous figures like Barry Bonds. You would never expect this sculpture to be there. And others were these incredible animals, which I really love. And then others are religious figures. So it's definitely worth going there.
I love it. Art meets nature. That's Cayuga Park in San Francisco. I've been speaking with photographer Barbara Ramos. Her book, Fearless Eye, is available now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts, including the KALW app. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Truk Nguyen. I'm Janae Darden.